Tonight is December 24th, 2020, Christmas Eve. Traditionally, we would be gathering at the church to sing carols, listen to scriptures, and share the light from the Christ candle. But this year is different. As the coronavirus continues to be extremely active in our communities, we do not worship together in person at the church, but offer this recorded service. And I welcome you to this time of worship. Let us prepare ourselves as we listen to the prelude played by Marilyn Glover. Hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. We have come to worship the light. As the light shines in and through us, may we become signs and witnesses that others, too, may have the light of the world in their lives. Please pray with me. Holy God, come into this holy night with stars to light our way to the cradle of peace. Come with angels to sing us to a deep joy. Come to this moment and open our hearts so that we may hear the familiar story new and fresh. Surprise us and remind us that the child in the manger is Emmanuel, God with us, now and always. Amen. I invite you to listen and or join in singing the carol, Angels from the Realms of Glory. This evening's program is entitled A Season for Singing. And there will be various scriptures and meditations and carols that we'll be sharing in tonight. We read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The season of anticipation is not easy for everyone to celebrate. Some people remember picture book holidays, when life seemed simpler. Others recall years when the children were home, or when the children were young. The celebration of Christmas is most difficult for those who have suffered the loss of a loved one recently, or at this time of year. An empty place seems more haunting at the holidays. Missed companionship leaves a space that is not easy to fill. For these persons, and for all of us, we seek Emmanuel at the manger. We seek Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This Christmas, there may be holes in our lives that are not easily filled. An empty place might remain empty. But Emmanuel is here. God is with us, we can say to each other in greeting. God is with us, we can speak to ourselves in comfort as we sing the carol, O come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
We read in the Old Testament prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. What a place God chose for the birth of his son. Bethlehem was not large by any standard. Probably about 300 people lived there at the time Jesus was born. Bethlehem was not geographically distinctive. The town was nestled in the hill country of Judea. But Bethlehem was the birthplace of the much-loved King David. Ruth, faithful daughter-in-law of Naomi, gleaned grain in the nearby fields of Boaz. And the town certainly was a busy place during the census called by Caesar Augustus. What chattering might have been heard as water jars were carried home from the central well. But the noise of animals and people from faraway places could not drown out the words Mary and Joseph heard as they searched for a place to give birth to their child. No room, no room here, came the answer. Many people today welcome Christmas, but have no room for Christ. How many of us today are like those people in Bethlehem so long ago, too busy to receive Jesus? Yet he forgives us. Again and again, Jesus reaches out to us. Christmas is upon us. There still is time to prepare room for our Lord. What place will Christ have in your Christmas? I invite you to join in singing the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
tonight's scripture comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, which we often think of as the traditional Christmas story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let us reflect on that scripture as we listen to the solo, O Holy Night, sung by Richard Freeman and accompanied by Marilyn Glover.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and his soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. When Christ was born, O night, O holy night, O night divine. taught us to love one another. His joy is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his glorious name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
As I read a few minutes ago from Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Probably more than one child has interpreted the next carol that we will sing as a song of Harold the angel. Such thinking is not that far from the truth, however. A herald announces or tells news. An angel is a messenger. The angels, as God's messengers, announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. It was and is the best good news ever heard. Your Savior was born. Jesus Christ the Lord. The angels delivered good news, which leads to salvation. We, too, can be numbered among the heralds. We, too, have been commissioned as messengers to tell the story of Christ, to arise and let our faith shine in word and deed. In the next carol, songwriter Charles Wesley even gives us an idea of how to begin our message. We can start by telling people, "Hark! Listen carefully. Pay attention." The name Harold may not be on the Social Security or immigration card we carry, but we have the Great Commission calling card to herald the news of Jesus Christ, to witness, baptize, and teach. Let's sing the carol, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing."
Thank you.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we celebrate your grace made flesh this night in ancient Bethlehem. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord, you have opened the way to eternal life. We sing your praises now and always. Inspire your people to bring the carols of Christmas to the world that knows only secular songs. Unite your children in song, that we may be a living testament of your great love. Let bells chime and carols ring throughout all the nations of the world, that everyone may know the peace you sent your Son to bring. Topple tyranny. Bring swift justice. Raise up wise leaders. Reign, we pray, on earth. In this time of uncertainty and fear, sustain those who suffer any need. Gladden sad hearts. Heal sick bodies. Comfort those who are lonely and grieving. Heal your world, O healer. Unite us in song wherever we are and with whomever we may be worshiping. And help us to continue singing after this time of worship. The year 2020 has been a challenging one. Help us to be merry in the coming year. Make us a joyful people. Then we will truly sing your praise at all times and in all places. We ask this all in the name of the Word made flesh, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I invite you and join singing the carol, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We turn on lights before we enter a dark room. We light a candle when the electricity goes out. A flashlight beams softly as a parent checks on sleeping children. Lights play an important part in modern life. It's significant to think about the light and the dark as we experience the year's shortest day and its longest night, last Monday. Today we have more hours of darkness than of daylight. The Star of Bethlehem guided visitors to the babe born on that first Christmas. That light must have been a great comfort for the travelers from the east. We too depend on a special light from God. It is the light of the world, Jesus the Christ. Our spiritual life is as dependent on Christ, the light of the world, as a green plant is dependent on the sun for life-giving rays. A spiritual that is often sung during this season is, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Christ shines within his followers. Even during these short days, we glow with the love of Jesus. Again, we read words from the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not overcome it. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness." Christ is the light coming into the world. He has come to bring us out of the darkness into the light and into fellowship with himself and with God the Father. If we were able to worship together at the church, we would now be standing next to each other in a large circle. The sanctuary would be dark, except for the flickering light from the center candle of the Advent wreath, the Christ candle. I invite you to join in singing the carol, "Silent Night," as we envision the light from that one candle being passed around the circle as we share with each other the light of the world that came that first Christmas.
Oh,
message of Christ stays long after the carols are no longer sung. Christ the Savior is born has meaning for each day of our lives. This season will soon be over, but how grateful we can be that Christ is with us forever. Our faith is not in Christmas, but in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Carry the light of Christ in your hearts, now and always. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that people around you will be moved by the good things you do to glorify God in heaven. Live in peace. Emmanuel has come. God is with us. Merry Christmas. Amen."